MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Joining now with Skulk Lowe, he is a portfolio manager at PSG Old Oak. Skulk, morning, appreciate your time. You put out a tweet around the NASPAS process value unlock. That value unlock, of course, is the discount of NASPAS slash process to 10 cent. Your math, I mean, in a nutshell, I mean, has that value unlocked value, or are we still sort of lagging the behemoth that is 10 cent?
Oh, no. Undoubtedly a lag. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The maths actually point all the way to a lag. One should put this in context. I mean, this has not been a market that's been conducive for any holdco. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's actually funny. I think I should change my name from Mr. Local to Mr. Holdco. That's the last time we actually chatted. We chatted about Rimgro's Holdco kind of discount that's widening. You know, since then, our last conversation, it did narrow. But NASPAS is just a crazy one because, Simon, it's not just, you know, it hasn't just not unlocked value. It's actually widening because actually, November, I thought, no, this can't be, you know, be right. And I actually went and looked at it. And on that stage, when they brought an update, you know, Prosus was trading at a 33% discount to its, you know, NAV. And NASPAS is trading at a 53% discount to its NAV. And I thought, no, it can't get any worse. But today, you know, even in a pretty serious bull market, if I can call that an inverted promise, we're trading up to 56%, you know, on NASPAS. That's massive. I mean, And the fact that it had in the market is even, you know, even worse because, you know, I did get a few calculations and I said, well, let's just see, you know, since you know the unbundling, which was pretty much just called the 11th of September 2019. Mm-hmm. If you've taken, you know, back then, if you've taken, you know, and somebody pointed out last night on Twitter where they said, yes, but Scott, yeah, you know, it was fantastic. Luckily my NASPAS and process, you know, actually sort of carried me during this time. That's right. Because during this time, you know, these two shares, you know, added pretty much 51% in value. And now that's a great return in a very short period of time. 51%. It's not Bitcoin, but at least it's a great return. But 10 cent over that same period in Rand would have given you 118%.
Whoa.
Massive. So the short answer to that is definitely no value unlocking. It's not a market for holdcos. So that begs the question, you know, firstly, is this sort of a value trap? You know, because, you know, usually you can't use the word NASPAS and process in the same sentence as the word value.
Yeah.
Because
most
of these value managers should say, there's just no way you pay these type of, you know, multiples, PE multiples, you know, for a company. But man, if you look at a 56% discount to NAV, just a final point, Simon, and this is actually the most interesting point. Because I actually looked at, you know, what the South African market you know, did for last month up to last month, the 12-month period against the MSCI All Country World Index, and it was actually quite interesting to note that the South African market is playing a bit of catch up. I mean, this has been the dog of the let's call it the investment industry for many years, and us suddenly in the past 6-8 months. He's sort of, you know, playing a bit of serious catch up. So there was about a 3.6% difference between South Africa and the MSCI All Country, you know, World Index up to the end of January. Let's just say, you know, over this period, just for interest's sake, NASPAS did 42%. And Prosus over this year period did 63%. Now, there's already quite a big difference. So 42%, 63%. Over the same period, 10 cent in Rand term did 84%. If we did 84%, that would have added another 5% to the JSE. So how's them apples?
Okay, how's them apples? That is massive. So the last quick question, how do they, I mean, they're doing a share buyback, that's patently not working. Do they just need to spin out 10 cent? I mean, the problem is it's their cash cow.
Yeah, it's a very difficult one, and I think the answer is sort of in the history. I mean, they sold 2% a few years ago in the company, and I don't think they're going to sell any more. I mean, the hard facts are, when we look at the, let's call it the value of the Tencent position. Now I'm talking about Prosus. We're looking at a position, or let's call it a holding for Prosus, of $284 billion. Now, when you look at the total size of Prosus, now we're talking the total market cap. That's not even 200 billion. So the Tencent is such a big part of Naspers' process. They will need to address this. They will need to soon start looking at this, because now you're sort of seeing the tail wagging the dog. And I think the only way of really unlocking value is by at least if this discount widening even further, they will need to look at maybe giving back some shares or selling.
Make a plan there. We'll leave that there. Those numbers are absolutely staggering. Oh, truthfully, they're quite scary. We're 5% behind. I would like that 5%. Skulklo, Portfolio Manager, PSG Old Oak. Appreciate the early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.